This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. Robert Glazer, the CEO of ENT and Allergy Associates, the largest ear, nose, and throat allergy audiology practice in the country, which consists of more than 200 physicians practicing in 42 office locations in the tri-state area. Mr. Glazer is responsible for the overall operation for ENT and allergy and focuses his attention on physician recruitment, mergers and acquisitions, and strategic planning of the organization. He has over 40 years of healthcare administrative experience in finance and operations, information technology, managed care contracting, mergers and acquisitions, physician recruitment, and healthcare marketing. I say that's quite a background. And Mr. Glazer, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, and thanks for reaching out to me.
And the pleasure certainly ours, and really appreciate you taking out a moment to be with us. So ENT and Allergy Associates, from what I understand, is celebrating its 20th anniversary since its inception. Congratulations, by the way. What are a few major successes the practice has had in this time frame in terms of growth?
So thank you. Yes, this is actually the 20th anniversary, and I started with the group 21 years ago in late 1997. When it was first trying to form. We reached this milestone this year of 20 years as we formed in May of 1998 when three groups merged together. As of this year, we're right now currently at 203 physicians, plus we have about 110 licensed audiologists and over 100 allergy nurses in our 42 clinical locations, which are located in around the greater New York, northern New Jersey metropolitan area. In terms of major successes, I think that we are truly a group practice governed and employed all by physicians. I am not a physician. The physicians hired me 20 years ago to take care of the business operations, and it's been a great run, growing from initially 12 physicians to where we are today. It's not a network. It's truly a governed physician practice where over these years, particularly over the last, I'd say, 7 years, we've really become almost a university without walls, and in that I mean that we've hired in addition to general otolaryngologists, which was the basis for the practice forming, we've now got a significant amount of subspecialists in the group, including neurotologists, laryngologists, rhinologists, physicians who are fellowship trained in sleep medicine. I think that we've really focused on streamlining the business operations and ensuring that our patients have same-day access to high-quality physicians. And that I think, has been a significant reason for our growth in our recent years. Patients want quality, and they want access. And our investments in our technology, particularly our EHR system and our practice management system and our call center and our patient portal and our website access, has really enabled us to be something special. I know that was a long answer, but there's a whole combination of things that are going on there.
No problem there, and certainly appreciate the thorough coverage there. Most helpful, and it's quite impressive what you've been able to accomplish over a 20-year span. Good stuff. Tell us, what are the services that ENT and allergy offers? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, so that's a good question. So as I indicated, 42 clinical locations, and those stretch in the Newark area from as far north as Poughkeepsie, which is about 60 miles north of Manhattan, out to the east end of Long Island, Southampton, all through the five boroughs, Nassau and Suffolk, and then Northern Jersey, and Central Jersey. Now, every single location has what I call the trifecta of otolaryngologists, allergists, board-certified allergists, and licensed audiologists. And depending on the location, I'm putting in there a mix of physicians who see both children and adults, but also may have subspecialty training in ear and dizziness, asthma, rhinology, and sinus issues. Several of our offices also have in-office CAT scanners, and all of the offices have the ability to prescribe and dispense hearing aids. And I think, again, one-stop shopping for our patients as a result.
Mr. Glazer, what are the benefits of ENT and allergy, and how does your organization differ from other competing practices in the country in terms of physician care, technology, and so forth? What's your thoughts there?
So I think that what really differentiates us is our commitment to recruiting the next generation of real quality physicians, both on the otolaryngology side and its subspecialties, and on the allergy side. And, you know, here in New York, you've got some of the greatest academic medical centers out there in NYU and Columbia and Cornell and Mount Sinai and Einstein and Northwell, and yet we compete very strongly. And I think that's because patients recognize that we have been able to recruit the next generation of quality physicians. We're getting faculty members from those institutions, leaving those institutions and joining ENT and allergy, primarily because we are nimble, we're not bureaucratic, we're able to give the patients and the physicians the tools they need to properly diagnose and connect with our patients. And again, access, 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 that's what people want today.
And you are certainly correct in those regards. Today we are with Mr. Robert Glazer, the CEO of ENT and Allergy Associates, the largest ear, nose, and throat allergy audiology practice in the country, again, which consists of more than 200 physicians practicing in 42 office locations in the tri-state area, here on eHealth Radio's Allergy and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, with October being National Audiology Awareness Month and National Protect Your Hearing Month, what is one of the most important pieces of information that consumers should know regarding this topic?
So I'm glad you talked about October being National Hearing Month. You know, according to the Hearing Loss Association of America, there's approximately 48 million people, 20%, report some degree of hearing loss. And many Americans, you know, colleagues, friends, don't even realize hearing loss is the third most common physical condition behind maybe arthritis and heart disease that affect all ages. What we're finding is individuals with untreated hearing loss are often excluded from communications. They tend to have higher degrees of depression and frustration and social isolation. And that makes sense. You know, if you're not hearing things, you know, you get into you kind of withdraw into yourselves. And the studies have shown that those with those untreated hearing loss, they tend to, as they age out, you know, they're going to have more and higher risks of dementia and cognitive decline. So hearing is really one of those senses that, you know, is critical to enjoying your full life. And, you know, every day we're exposed to noise that can induce hearing loss, whether it's concerts when we were younger or sporting events or even mowing the lawn, right? These are all things that can affect your hearing, and people need to be aware of it. They need to lower their volume on their iPhones and iPads. They need to, you know, wear protective hearing equipment when they're, you know, doing construction work. So, again, we're blessed. We have the third largest group of employed licensed audiologists in the United States, And it's tough to recruit audiologists, and these are very – it's a four-year post-bacterial training program to become licensed audiologist. I'm blessed that I've got a team of folks that help me recruit some of the best audiologists in the New York area, and certainly I think our patients are appreciative of that.
And no doubt about that, good information there. Now, ENT and allergy sees more than 80,000 patients per month. That is unreal. And is expanding its geographic footprint in the tri-state area. Can you tell us a little bit about these expansion plans or goals?
Yep. So we are looking to continue to expand in the right location with the right doctors. And that's through either mergers or recruiting right out of fellowship programs or residency programs, or even when, as I've indicated, some of these academic types approach us because they're frustrated with the bureaucracy in these big healthcare systems. I think we will probably see in calendar year 2019 1 million patients pass through our doors. So we're very excited about that. We've reorganized and restructured this past summer to enable us to continue to grow. I'm looking for additional opportunities in Brooklyn and in Queens, but also up the Hudson Valley toward Albany, as well as even Western Connecticut. I think those are all areas that our management team can deliver the same level of services to our physicians that enable them to practice quality medicine. One thing I would tell you is we're not looking to expand outside of our footprint, because I think you are less able to provide the level of services that my physicians need in order to practice quality medicine. So we are very focused on ensuring that our quality of management services do not deteriorate. And one of the reasons that some businesses fail is they try to grow too big and outside of a territory that they can manage well. So that's our look at where we go from here.
Well, Mr. Glazer, certainly has been great to have had you, and really appreciate your bringing focus to your practice there in the tri-state area, ENT and allergy associates, and what you've been able to accomplish over a 20-year period. Really, really appreciate what you do in the space as well. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a tip, anything you'd like to share in conclusion?
Three things. Number one, easiest way to book an appointment with us, book online. We like our phrase, book online anytime. Our phone app, you can download, and we made it as simple as Open Table. So number one, I encourage folks, use our online booking. It's really terrific, very easy. We put significant investments in it to make it easy for patients. Two other things, just on a clinical level. You know, patients, you know, we're all – and we live in a pretty harried environment. Two thoughts. Number one, hydrate. Drink a lot of water. It's good for you. And number two, if you're having sinus issues, these over-the-counter sinus rinses are relatively inexpensive, and they're great cleansers for, you know, your sinuses and for allergies. And I don't want people coming into our offices for mundane things that they can take care of on their own. And these sinus rinses are really terrific. Think about them as almost a almost like brushing your teeth. You know, a sinus rinse a day, it can't hurt you. And if anything, I think it clears out your sinuses and can breathe better.
And an awesome way to conclude today's interview, it is entandallergy.com. Mr. Glazer, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, and a happy and healthy holiday season. You and your staff.
And thanks for those kind wishes. The holidays are certainly knocking on the door, no doubt. We've been speaking with Mr. Robert Glazer, the CEO of ENT and Allergy Associates, the largest ear, nose, and throat allergy audiology practice in the country, which consists of more than 200 physicians practicing in 42 office locations in the tri-state area. And for further details, once again, visit entandallergy.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we We do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.